My name is Sarah. I am 17. Today is November 24th, 2019. I am speaking with Tammy, who is my grandma, and we are recording this interview in Dayton, Ohio. So if you could hold on to one memory from your life, what would it be?
When we were all at Grandma Wager's for Christmas.
What was special about that?
Because all of us were there.
Okay. Can you tell me someone who you would always remember and why?
I guess my mom, because she's my mom. I don't know.
Anything else you want to add to it?
No.
No? Okay. Can you tell me about a person who has been the kindest to you in your life?
Barb.
Barb?
Why? My very best friend, because she can make you laugh through anything.
She can? Do you have a memory with her that you would like to share?
Oh my goodness, there's so many. We used to go to ceramics, and then after ceramics, we'd go to Carmel's and drink margaritas and eat nachos. And I always had a really good time.
What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I'd say for my kids and my grandkids and being married 40 years.
Being married That's for 40 years?
Yeah, all of it. Been married 40 years. I have 4 kids and 7 grandkids.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm only 57.
You're
okay.
Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
Making the decision to not help Rhonda. That was my most difficult one.
Yeah. That seems like it would have been hard.
It was.
It's okay.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay.
She came to Richie in a dream and told us I was okay.
It's okay. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, really.
Do you have any regrets?
I regret doing drugs for like 25 years. That's my biggest regret. Yes. Having to get rid of my puppies. Okay.
How did you meet our grandpa? You're talking about being married for 40 years. So how old did that all come about?
I was his babysitter.
You were his babysitter?
Uh-huh, I babysat the kids. And that's how I met, yeah.
How many kids did he have?
2.
2?
Mm-hmm.
How old were you?
When I first met him?
Yeah.
15.
15?
Yeah, 14, 15.
And you've been together for 40 years?
We've been together for 40 years.
What's your secret?
A lot of fighting and arguing, and he didn't cheat, and I didn't cheat, so we were good. We could fight through everything else.
You could fight through everything else.
Uh-huh.
For the future generations of our family listening to this, what are your words of wisdom for them? And what would you like them to know? And would you like to pass on to them?
That love is not easy.
Love is not easy. That is true.
If you have to work on it and fight through it and... You know, you've got to find a partner that's willing to do it with you.
That's true. You don't want to give up on something, but you also don't want to stay in something.
If your partner isn't willing to be 50% of a relationship, then, I mean, and it doesn't mean at one time.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes it's 75-25. Sometimes, you know, like in... down points, you're being the 75 and he's being the 25, or vice versa.
Yeah.
When you need it, you just got to work together, and if you can't work together, it's never going to work.
That's good advice. I know somebody who needs to listen to that one. Anyways, moving on. What is one thing that you are most proud of overcoming in life?
I'd say a mother and a grandmother. Yeah, I mean, I don't...
Overcoming.
Oh, overcoming. I thought you said...
No.
Getting off drugs.
Getting off of drugs.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Very hard. Like I said, we did it for 25 years. And we've been clean. Well, in May, it'll be 2 years.
Are you serious?
Yep.
That is so good.
Yep.
12 years after 2 years.
25, and we did not go through rehab. We did it ourselves.
That's even more impressing.
Yeah, rehab's for crybabies.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Rehab is for crybabies.
In my opinion, sorry. They might not like that.
I mean, what can we do? I mean,
it's the truth. I went to all that crap. They were crybabies.
They were crybabies?
Yes. And alcoholics are the worst.
Alcoholics are the worst.
Oh, man. They blame
what would
it on
you
everybody.
Say?
Everybody but themselves.
What would you say was your biggest motivation to stop?
Because people were dying. And I didn't want to die because of drugs. Once that carfentanil and that other fentanyl shit came in and they were mixing it with all of it, it was like, I don't want to die. You know what I mean? I don't want to take a puff and die. That's as honest as I could be. And that's when that shit came out. That's when I quit. And when I quit, he quit.
I mean, that's a good partner. Like, what would you say with something... What do you say was the most rewarding thing that when you realize that I'm better off not the money?
We paid for our own trip this year. We had paid for both plane tickets.
Yeah.
We paid for our own hotel. We took money with us that we bought and took Johnny and Curtis out for once. We did it. And we still had enough in the savings to do it again.
Dang.
And that was after paying for everything.
Are you serious? After
paying? That's what Johnny said. You guys could do it all over again. You still got that in savings. Yeah.
So that's the most rewarding thing?
Yes. Yes. That we done it for ourselves. That's that was a long time coming. We would have been, if it wasn't for his folks and my folks, more his folks than my folks, we would have been living, the kids and all, under a bridge. And I know that. And I've apologized to them, you know, myself, because they're past. But still, I apologize to them. But, yeah.
So you feel like...
We had to grow up when the grandparents passed. Before we did it because they always saved us. Then we had to learn how to save ourselves.
Yeah. Was that a big change?
We lost the house. We lost our animals. We lost everything. Went to the hotel. Got our shit back together. Screwed up a few times when we moved here. Not many, just a few. And then finally, like I said, people started dying left and right. And honestly, I didn't want to die. We both just, you know, that's cool. We don't want to die.
No.
And, you know, he didn't want me to take a puff and die on him. And I didn't want him to take a puff and die on me. You know what? No, no. That's just, you know, eventually, yes, that's going to happen. But you shouldn't cause it.
Yeah, okay? No. You shouldn't let that happen naturally.
Yeah, exactly.
If you could give your younger self any advice, what would you give him?
I'd say don't be so stupid when it comes to drugs and shit. The addictive personality, I should have fought it better.
Or you kind of wish you could be like...
Hey, that don't. I didn't have to bum money all the time to keep shit going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so like you wish you could have been like...
I should have been smarter.
Yeah, you want to be like, hey, don't hit that.
Yeah.
Don't get addicted to that.
Right, once you died off of doing cocaine, you should have not ever hit the crack, okay? Because the crack was the big downfall.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so no, I should have just known not to do it. When Ronnie and Jimmy came in with it, I should have said, no, take it away.
Please.
But it took me 15 years to figure that out.
Oof.
Yeah. Pretty fucking sad. Sorry.
No. Oh, shoot, you crossed.
I know.
It's okay.
You will edit it, right?
I don't know if I can.
Oh, bummer.
But it's okay. I don't think my teacher has to hear.
Okay,
I just,
cool.
I just hope.
Tell her my grandma had a potty mouth.
What's something in your life that you would never imagine that would that happened? Like, you would never imagine happened. Like, something happened that you never imagined would.
That my sister would die so young.
Oh.
I mean, that was young, in my opinion. But, yeah. But she's better off. She's whole. She's cool. I'm good. I wish we would take them ashes and get them out of my closet.
Are they
But we took them to Portland. We still got... There's a lot of ashes to a person. Okay?
Oh, well, yeah. There's a lot of person.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of ashes in there. We took some to Mom's. We took some to Portland.
Well, where else are you going to take them? Gatlinburg?
Tennessee, and I'm going to get rid of the rest of them.
You're just going to...
I'm just gonna go like this and dump it over the side of the mountain.
Like, so you probably, like, dumped her arm with your mom.
Yeah, I did. I put it right along Mom's grave. And then we put it, we put it in the hotel room because I forgot. I mean, in the flower bed of the hotel. Of the house, really. That's what we were staying in. And, because I forgot to do it at the Rose Garden because I was too enthralled. You know, they were beautiful. They were blooming and they were beautiful. And I should have put some there. They were in my purse.
Oh, you carried?
I did. Carried ashes all the way to and
from. How do you get them on the airplane?
In my purse. Ain't that a wee?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you after. Okay, hurry. Let's get down. That was 4 years only.
How would you like to be remembered?
As a loving grandma and mom. Just loved.
Just loving.
Right, yeah. No, you don't have to weep and shit. Just come over here and have some Cassano's pizza and look at all my photo albums. And that whole thing is full of photo albums now.
Not Bibles?
Two Bibles. One's mine and one was my mom's. Mm-hmm. I mean, one was ours and one was my mom's.
Ours?
Yeah, you know, the family, our family Bible. And then one was my mom's. And then all the rest, the other nine, I made Chrissy take. Because they were all hers.
Why'd she have nine Bibles?
Well, when she went to Bible school, when she went to church camp, when she was baptized, you know, and each one said a different thing. She just had, because she went to church all the time. She did. I mean, her choice.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I didn't go. He went sometimes.
You could stay quiet long enough.
I can't. And I had to bring candy for myself. I mean, and I'm no disrespect. I pray and I thank God for things, but... not in a church. But yeah, just loved.
Just loved.
Uh-huh.
That's good. Can you tell me a story or lesson that you've learned from your parents? Okay, next question.
Yeah.
Oh, why did you agree to do the interview today?
Because you wanted me to do it. You know, I mean, you want me to do it. I don't mind doing that kind of stuff. I don't necessarily like my voice going somewhere, but we're good.
See, they made me sign this permission slip to do it, but I felt like you should have signed it, not my mom, because you're the one I'm interviewing.
Yeah.
But apparently I'm wrong, but I thought that, whatever. My teacher's like, is she your guardian? I said, no. She's like, then... No, I was like, but... okay. Oh, is that all the questions? Oh, wait, hold on. I think I skipped. Yeah. So, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to tell you how much you mean to me.
Okay.
And the reason why I wanted to do this interview is because since I started working, I haven't
seen us at all.
Yeah, I haven't been around.
Right, you're always working.
And I feel bad. Like, I honestly feel bad.
But you don't gotta feel bad.
But I do. I just feel bad because
I told you this was gonna happen. Remember when you were 12 and 14?
Yeah.
And you said, I'm gonna be here. I was like, baby, you're not. You're gonna get older. You're gonna get a job. You're gonna get a life.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
But, like, now I just kind of, I feel bad because I haven't been around you. I haven't been around
anybody.
Mammal.
Right.
My dad.
Right.
Like, I barely see my mom.
Right. Like, well, yeah, we all barely see your mom.
But I just feel bad because you never know what can happen. And I just kind of want to be around because you do mean a lot to me. Sophomore year, I could have been homeless because if I didn't have you.
Right.
Like,
but that's what family's for, baby.
I know, but like, I just been really, not sad, but like, the thought of going off to college right now.
You gave me chills.
It's really stressing me out.
Yeah.
It's stressing
but
me out and worrying
be
me.
So good.
I know, but
and you're
it's
only 2 hours away. We can
I know,
come and visit you.
I know it's only 2 hours, but at the same time, it's like
500 miles.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. I feel bad because I'm already just like in Xenia, but like I feel like I'm in Sweden,
yeah,
or something like
when
that.
You can fix my dentures and shit, it won't be all cool.
No, I know, but like I just
yeah, but don't feel bad about it. That's what you need to do.
Like,
and I'm so proud of you. You know, I am so proud of you. Your grades, you work all the time and you still keep your grades up. You do your track crap.
I know, and people at school just think I'm like, they just think that it's so easy.
Honey.
But it's not.
And it's not going to get easier.
No, it's so stressful.
Right.
And like,
right.
I just want to be a part of the family like I used to be, but like, I just feel
there's
like
not enough hours in the day, huh?
There's not enough days in the week.
Right, I understand.
Like, to just
and
today.
And they fly by.
Just today, my manager's all, you want to come in? I was like, no.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, no, I can't. But yeah.
Yeah, well, like I said, don't feel bad. We miss you.
Yeah.
We will always miss you. But we know it's for your good. This is what I was telling you about, baby. You know, yeah, everybody wants to come see grandma, and then, boop, life gets in the way.
Yeah.
But that's normal. And then, you know what? You'll be done with all of this, and you'll have more free time. And you'll come, and you'll visit with your family and all the little babies. And
ooh.
I get babies again.
But, like, I don't know. I just,
yeah.
It's not that, I just, yeah.
You're growing up, sweetheart.
And it's scary.
And it's scary. And, but just always know, we're behind you. 100%. Honestly. This is cool. It is cool to watch you guys do this.
Really? Because it's really scary to me.
It is very scary. But you know what? You'll do it.
Like,
and you'll do great.
I realized today after Thanksgiving break.
Uh-huh.
We have 2 weeks till Christmas. After Christmas, I have like 5 months.
Yeah, all your senior stuff will start.
And then
I'm graduating. Yay, and we get to go see you.
Yeah.
I can't wait. That's cool. That's what you worked for all these years.
I have worked so hard for this day.
That's what I'm saying.
And
huh?
I'm so scared.
Well, of course you're scared. It's normal, but you know what? Being scared, as long as you don't let it stop you, you're great. You are. You're great. Mm-hmm.